Estevan. The Saskatchewan Wildlife Federation's, SWF, first provincial convention in Estevan in nearly 50 years was worth the wait. The 94th annual convention was held from Thursday to Saturday in the Energy City, with most of the activities happening at the Estevan Comprehensive School. About 175 delegates attended the convention, but with spouses and other guests factored in, the total crowd size was 225 to 250 people. It was the first in-person convention for the SWF since 2020. Estevan was supposed to host the convention in 2021, but the event had to be held virtually due to the COVID-19 pandemic. We really have to take our hats off to the Estevan Wildlife Federation. They've been outstanding, and the meals have just been superb, said SWF Executive Director Daryl Crabb. You want to keep everybody fed, and we have a lot of really good conversations and a lot of fun. The first activities were actually last Wednesday with registration and a social at the Western Star Hotel. Opening ceremonies were held Thursday afternoon at ECS, with speeches from dignitaries and local and provincial representatives. Estevan Wildlife Federation President Wanda Michelle said she was pleased to see everyone in attendance. I'm very proud of many of the members within the branch and within our community who have come together to share this amazing adventure, said Michelle. She told them that as a child, Disneyland was going ice fishing on a Sunday afternoon. Her father, Frank Mosley, ensured they enjoyed the outdoors growing up. Michelle and her siblings learned how to appreciate the outdoors. We have come together today because of our passion, but more than that, we are here to achieve our vision. To ensure the wildland legacy we leave for our children will be a different land that surpasses that which we inherited, said Michelle. Randy Nelson, a longtime conservation officer, delivered the keynote address on Thursday following the opening ceremonies. Nelson is from Saskatchewan originally but moved to BC to become a fisheries officer, even though he'd never seen a salmon before going to that province. He became the most decorated fisheries officer ever in that province, as he received a number of awards. Nelson shared stories from throughout his career, often weaving humor into his tales. He noted that some of the experiences in his first book would make people laugh due to the stupid things people do. The first planeload he checked in his career had 4 people from Regina aboard with 70 walleye. The next night, Americans on a float plane had 2 metal washtubs filled with fillets and over 200 lake trout. At the end of that, first, summer, the plant operator said I brought more fish in than any commercial fisherman, said Nelson. He had more than his share of serious incidents in his career, including being hit by rocks, getting attacked by a grizzly bear, and suffering knee and shoulder injuries. But he also had so many good days on the job. In his second book, he talked to conservation officers and game wardens across North America for some of the wildest, craziest, funniest and most bizarre stories he could find. Nelson noted people think about big game in Africa when they hear about poachers, but they don't think about what's happening around them. Part proceeds from the sale of the second book go to help fallen officers. Nelson also praised those who were in attendance. You know what's right when you go out there, and if you see something, you have the ability to report it. I truly believe ethical, legal hunters are the best conservationists, that have the best chance of delivering the message and helping us stop poaching. Crabb was impressed with Nelson's speech. He noted a presentation from the Saskatchewan conservation officers as always a highlight of the convention. So to have Nelson telling tales about the chases he was on would be a hit with delegates. Also on Thursday, Crabb delivered his report, and members received updates on finances, marketing, habitat trust and education efforts. The annual Contributions Awards banquet was held, with recognition awards for branches and individuals. The Conservation Office's presentation was Friday morning. Several conservation officers discussed illegal activities they encountered and stopped. We always like to see poachers get their due and their punishment, said Crabb. Dr. Chris Summers, a biology professor at the University of Regina, discussed projects, including the Boundary Dam Reservoir Fishery, a winter catch and release of northern pike and great horned owls in southwest Saskatchewan. Numerous other reports were delivered, including a lengthy one on fisheries and branch projects. A fundraising dinner on Friday night was a big success. Some things that Crabb thought would be big sellers were not, and those that they thought would do all right proved to be very popular. Money raised will go to SWF habitat programs. As for Saturday, the Ministry of the Environment's Wildlife Unit spoke and answered questions on a number of topics. An annual highlight was the enforcement dog presentation, with conservation officers showcasing the training of one of the dogs and the animal's ability to detect shell casings and gunpowder. Also on Saturday was the parade of checks, when branches donate to programs. Crabb said they receive $200,000 to $250,000 for SWF efforts, such as habitat trust, land securement, education or fisheries. The EWF presented $25,000 to the SWF. An awards banquet on Saturday night featured a speech from Environment Minister Dana Skoropad, and a variety of awards were handed out for photography, conservation, stewardship and resource management. Local band Crossroads provided entertainment. The trespass legislation that was enacted in January 2022 was a frequently discussed topic, Crabb said. Delegates shared thoughts on how to improve access and communications with landowners. Because of the winter in many parts of Saskatchewan, we have a large congregation of large ungulates, the deer, elk and moose and that sort of thing, so that's certainly an issue, said Crabb. The SWF receives calls of those species in small towns, villages, farmyards and other locations. Chronic wasting disease is an escalating problem across Saskatchewan, he said, and it is working its way eastward. He noted it was recently diagnosed in Manitoba. Crabb saluted the efforts of the EWF in making the convention happen. He noted the EWF has a lengthy history of being supportive of the provincial organization's efforts, particularly when it comes to land purchases, and donating and helping programs. This past weekend represented another example of the strength of the EWF, Crabb said.